you are with us, that you love us, that through you we can do anything and everything. I thank you for that. Amen. Hello, I'm just going to keep talking. Have a seat, please. Have a seat. Until, let me know if the mic goes funny, because it's one of these funny, like, do you know, like one of those Tina Turner mics? Or, you know, I feel like I need to do like a dance routine or something. Hello, everyone. It's lovely to see you. So I'm hoping you all know that as a church, we've been reading a book. Not just the Bible, a different book. We've been reading this one. Anyone seen this before? I've got a couple of blank stares. So we've been looking at this book, and this is kind of where the sermon-y series-iness has come through. And I did the homework, and I read the chapter. That never happens. I know, never do the homework. So it's called Practicing the Way, Be with Jesus, Become Like Him, Do As He Did, by a guy called John Mark Comer. Okay? So some of the things that I'm talking about, I stole from here, so it's not my words. When you do me for plagiarism later. So, the Bible verse today is the vine and the branches. However, before it comes on the screen, can anyone tell me what it says? Come on, let's have some confidence in your Bible knowledge here. I am the vine, you are the branches. Keep abiding in me. Apart from me, you can't do anything. Pardon? But you bear much fruit. I'm going to give you that. Do you want to put it on the screen, Nigel? Thank you very much. So I am the true vine, and my Father is the it's a vine grower. Let me find the right version. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, top marks, as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers, and such branches are gathered, thrown in the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and I abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. I'm not going to lie, I wrote this last week. So I'm going to have to read my notes because it feels like a long time ago since they actually wrote it. So, this book, hashtag chapter 2, that's what it says on the little sermon thingy that we get when it says a thing and it says what the reading is, which was this reading, and then it says hashtag chapter 2. So that's what I'm calling it, hashtag chapter 2. Become like him. How does that fit into this? So hopefully, Nigel, there's some pictures on my beautiful purple. Look at that, isn't that a good colour? Vine, wine. So the next page, next one. So this is my granddad's garden. Can you see this? This is my mum, and that's Ted when he was very small. And in the back, can you see the big polytunnel at the back? Now that is my granddad's vineyard. And in there are vines that are as old as I am. I'm 36, I think. So they're about that old. And he planted those, and then they put this fantastic polytunnel over them to help them grow. My granddad, so this is him in his chair at the top. He was a fantastic winemaker, and he actually entered competitions and won quite a lot of prizes. But then as he progressed in that, he also became a judge, which is pretty cool. And when you make the wine, the first thing you did as the grandchild was you got to squish all the grapes. So you went into the big polytunnel and we picked them all. And I'm not talking about those
those fabulous big ones that you get from the shop. I'm talking about teeny tiny tiddly ones. There was thousands of them, and we had to squash them to make them more juicy. And to do that, you got to step on them in a big vat. So we squelched, and we squirched, and we came out purple. But then as you got older, you got promoted in your job. So this was me getting promoted to actually putting the wine, the juice in the bottles for it to be bottled. I never got promoted to the corking, to put in the corking, because that's like the top job. Never got that far. So my granddad would have got the understanding about the vine and the wine and the vineyard, because when Jesus told these stories, he wasn't just talking to people who were like us, and actually I don't grow my own wine. He was talking to gardeners who would have got it, because Jesus was really clever like that, and he used to walk around and tell people stories that they would understand in their language. So when you look at your tree, I'm going to put it down here. When you look at your tree, you've got your tree, you've got your branches, and you've got your vine. Which bit was Jesus? I am the Toby? Yes, Tobes, I am the vine. Okay, I am the vine. You are the branches. Okay? So, this book, I read it, and it talks about how when you're growing something, it doesn't just happen like that. It doesn't happen straight away. Those vineyards, those vines are 30 years old. And it says in it that the formation, you can tell it's not my language, the formation into the image of Jesus is a long, slow process, not a one-time event. Spiritual growth is like bodily growth. It takes over a lifetime, and at incremental and at times imperceptible rates. Now, we experience periods of dramatic change, like at birth, or from some of us at teenaging. I didn't get the growth spurt, but some of us do. But those key inflection points are the exception, not the rule of life. And then he says, he quotes somebody else called James Houston, and he says, the spiritual formation is the slowest of all human movements. Now, the chapter then goes on to talk about how in today's world, we live in the swipe culture. You've got your phone, you swipe it. You can buy stuff with a click of your button. You can spend hours swiping nonsense on your phone. So, but the formation of the human soul doesn't work at digital speed. We don't swipe, we grow like these trees. And like my granddad understood this, he spent hours looking after those vines. But sometimes we have to prune those vines and those branches. What does pruning mean? Anyone know what pruning means? Cutting back. We have to cut them off. It might be that the branch has got a disease. And that disease, if we don't chop it off, is going to spread to the rest of the tree. Pruning needs to happen. And it says in this book that the pruning is the sin. It's the sin done by us. It's done by others on us. And it's done in the greater world, joining in with the culture around us, and we don't even realize it. What habits are we doing that take us away from Jesus? What habits are we doing that take us away from being with Jesus? What are we watching on telly or on our phone? What are we reading? And what words are we using? Toby, can I borrow you? Come here. Come here. Right, Jesus wants us to be. Can you read those words really loudly?
Be kind. gentle.
Yep.
Generous.
Yep.
And loving.
Fabulous reading. Yes, Tobes. High five that. Kind, gentle, generous, and loving. Can we do that on our own? No, we can't. So just as the branches need to be connected to the vine, thanks, Tobes, you can get sand it down if you want, before they can produce the fruit, we need to be connected to Jesus to produce the good fruit that God expects of us. So if we keep our life connected with Jesus, our life will produce those beautiful and delicious fruits to make that fantastic wine that when you get old enough, you're allowed to cork. I'm excited about that bit. But if we are separate from Jesus, just like the fruit, we will wither and we'll die. We're not going to put out any more goodness. So, next slide, please, Nigel. Another nice reminder of a purple slide. You can go to the next one if you want. So, we're going to pray, and we're going to do that in a really practical way, because what we're going to do is we are going to put our fruits on the tree, okay? It says in the book, here's the point I've been driving at on for pages, and I'm going to say it goes on for pages, but it's a good book. You are right now, currently as we speak, being formed by a complex web of ideas, cultural narratives, reoccurring thoughts, habits, daily rhythms, spending patterns, relationships, family ties, activities, environments, and so much more by just waking up and by doing life. So my question to everybody today is, which of those things on that list, what needs to come back to Jesus and be rooted with him? Or, just really simply, do you need to recommit yourself to being with Jesus? And we're going to do that by coming and putting your fruit on the tree. Now, if you want somebody to come and to get some fruit for you, just wave, okay? And I can put it on for you. Okay, but I want you to really think about something in your life where you've thought, actually, what I'm doing is not giving me good fruit. And then I want you to say to God, help me with that. Is that all right with everyone? Love my children. Thanks, Tobes. Okay, so we're going to put some music on just so it's not like that weird, awkward silence thing. And when you're ready, feel free to come down. everybody had the chance to come and put their fruit on. Fab. Jo has just reminded me, because she's so wise. Jo is wise. That when we prune things, when we chop them off, it can be painful. But when we do it, it makes us really strong. So take that home as your little bit of wisdom there from Jo. We're going to finish by watching a little video, and then Dave's going to come and pray.
I am the true grapevine. My father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit. He prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me, my words remain in you. You may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you, even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love.
So we've taken some time to pray for ourselves. Let's just turn our minds and hearts outward and pray for the world we live in. Lord, we pray this morning for new leaders, people who have just come into power or are coming into power around the world. We think of new leader in the Conservative Party in the UK. We think of the upcoming elections in America. We pray, Lord, that you would fill them with your spirit of justice, that they would lead in your name and by your spirit. We pray for current leaders as well. We think particularly this week of the Church of England and the Archbishop of Canterbury, and pray, Lord, that you would fill him with your spirit as well as he leads the Anglican Church. We come a bit closer to home and pray for the communities in Laich and Saltney, and particularly for projects centred around families and children's groups. We pray for every effort being made on our doorstep to keep families together, to keep families fed. We pray as well for the babies and toddlers group, which flourishes here at St. Mark's, and pray that your spirit would be present there. We pray for the leadership at St. Mark's. Pray for Henny and Simon, Liz, Catherine, everyone who works here to further your kingdom in this community and in this church family. We pray for your blessing, protection on them. And again, we offer ourselves as your congregation before you this morning. We bear our hearts to you and pray for your spirit to fill us in each of our workplaces, front lines and circumstances. And I don't know if we're able to get the Lord's Prayer up on the screen. I'm going to take that as a yes. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.